This is your food for thought this week with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Next Monday, we have two different challenges for you. You can participate in the Eat Smart, Move More North Carolina Maintain, Don't Gain Holiday Challenge. It's a challenge that starts Monday, November 15th, and goes throughout the rest of the calendar year through December 31st. And throughout those weeks, you can sign up to be a part of this challenge by just entering your name and email, and they will send you weekly emails, daily updates, recipes, tips, tricks, newsletters, fact sheets, challenges, all kinds of things so that you can hopefully maintain your weight instead of gaining the weight that most Americans put on during the holiday season. So just search up Eat Smart, Move More Holiday Challenge. You can register online for free and have a chance at winning some of the prizes that they have with their challenges. Also, you can join us in our Walk Away Challenge. On this coming Monday, November 15th, the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service, along with eight other state extension services, are going to be providing a 30 for 30 walk away challenge. So join us in walking 30 minutes per day for 30 straight days. We will have daily social media posts created by cooperative extension professionals from across the country. We will have weekly Facebook Live classes from, again, your local extension professionals. And there will also be weekly prizes throughout participation in our Facebook group challenges. So this is all on our Walk Away Challenge Facebook group. You can find out more information by visiting our local Food for Thought Facebook page at Person Granville FCS, and I'll have more information as well as the registration link in order to register for this 30 for 30 day walking challenge. Now, throughout the couple of weeks, we're going to provide, as it mentioned, Facebook Live weekly lessons. We're going to talk about, you know, the importance of hydration, the importance of staying motivated. It's a very difficult time right now with COVID, but it's a difficult time of year, extra stress, prices are rising, and it's important to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Motivation is one of the things that can be very difficult, and it's important to stay motivated as you take steps to improve and maintain your health. You can participate in this walking challenge individually. Just, again, it's a virtual Facebook group that you can participate in. And you just simply walk 30 minutes for 30 days. You can join a walking group or get a buddy system. You can walk at your local park. You can just simply walk your dog around, walk in place inside your house, walk on a treadmill at a gym, whatever you so choose. We want to make sure that you are staying safe. You are bundled up comfortably. If it's a cold day out, you're being very careful with fall prevention, wearing proper shoes and socks. And we want you to think about your walking pace, you know, as you go throughout the 30 days. Do you notice that you're walking a little bit faster, that you're able to walk longer as you go? It's perfectly fine to start with a stroll. You know, if you're not used to walking, just have a casual, slow walking pace where you're barely exerting yourself. You know, you can breathe comfortably, and then eventually just walk a little bit faster. Get up to kind of that brisk walk or that moderate level intensive walk. This is actually the level we want adults to be at when they are supposed to be getting their recommended 30 minutes at least 5 days a week, is walking at that brisk walk pace. It's a faster pace where you're walking quickly and you're moderately exerting yourself. You can carry on a conversation, but you start to breathe a little bit heavier and you need to maybe catch your breath throughout the conversation. And maybe even eventually you'll get up to a power walk where you're, you know, high intensity level. But no matter what, start wherever you are, increase your pace slowly and gradually, and you'll notice yourself being able to take stairs better, walking faster, walking further. But don't forget to stay hydrated. Just because it's not summertime and really hot, you need to make sure you are replacing the water in your body that you're losing during exercise. That will help you avoid dehydration. Water is the best drink before and after you walk. In fact, it's recommended that you drink at least 2 cups of water before an activity and 2 to 3 cups of water after you're finished with the activity. For more information, again, on this 30 for 30 walk away challenge, visit our Facebook page at Person Granville FCS. Thanks for tuning in this week.